But you can tell that I'm ahead in the polls and they're desperate. That's why they're sending the Secretary of War to my district tomorrow. That's why the president's losing sleep and tweeting about this. That's why AIPAC has dumped another $3 million into my race this weekend. It's because they're panicked and they really haven't been able to gain a lead in this race.
You say the president is desperate, but he's got a pretty good record of defeating people he wants to target in Republican primaries. We saw Bill Cassidy yesterday. We saw what happened in Indiana. How are you going to be able to overcome the president's opposition?
Well, I have the endorsement of the Right to Life organizations, the gun organizations. I had four members of Congress come here yesterday and campaign with me. So my situation is a little bit different. Plus, I've had millions of dollars come in from the grassroots, tens of thousands of donors to my website, thomasmassey.com. And it's still coming in, and that's how we're going to beat them.
This is my video update on this Monday afternoon, May the 18th, coming to you from Belgrade, Serbia. Let's talk about some news. May the 18th. Yesterday I said April. I don't know what I was thinking. I am terrible with dates. But before we get started, and we have some breaking news, but before we get to the breaking news, I just want to say a big thank you to everyone that likes this video. Thank you so much. Everybody that is liking this video, thank you so much to everyone that subscribes to this channel. I really appreciate it. And to everyone that hypes this video, I love them hypes. I like it a lot, those hypes. If you're watching this video on YouTube via your mobile device, you get 3 hypes a week. And if you allocate one of those hypes to this video, I just want to say muchas gracias. Thank you so much for giving me one of your very valuable hypes for the week. So we got some breaking news, and the breaking news is connected to Iran and a possible resumption of U.S. military strikes against Iran. We have multiple media outlets now saying that a strike against Iran is coming within the next 24 to 48 hours. According to Al Jazeera, the U.S. will possibly resume its war on Iran within the next 24 to 48 hours, according to Sky News. Reports are suggesting that the U.S. and Israel are undergoing the most intense preparations for renewed attacks against Iran since the ceasefire was agreed last month, according to Sky News. Trump and Netanyahu, they spoke over the weekend, and they are planning for some resumption of attacks against Iran. They are ready to strike against Iran. We have Axios also reporting the same thing, not the most trusted source, especially when it comes to Iran, but Axios is saying that the Trump White House, according to their source in the White House, and they pretty much have an office, it seems like they have an office right next to President Trump, there will be a meeting of the national security team on Tuesday in the Situation Room where they will discuss the resumption of military activity against Iran. And yesterday I talked about CNN and their article where they say that the U.S. military is planning for 2 possible military operations against Iran. The one operation is airstrikes deep into Iranian territory. And actually, CNN put out another report which claims that the U.S. military has already picked out the targets to strike. They've picked them out. They've consulted with the U.S. president, and they just need the green light. And the other operation that the U.S. military and the Trump administration is considering is an operation to grab the uranium dust. Not uranium, not enriched uranium or anything like that. That's all been obliterated, according to U.S. President DJT. It's been obliterated. But what there is dust. There is a lot of uranium dust, and only China and the U.S. can grab that dust. And so one of the operations could be the U.S. military going into Iran with a dust vacuum, right, or something. I don't know how do you pick up uranium dust, some bags or something, and they're going to pick up the obliterated uranium dust. Because according to Trump, what he told Fox News is that he would just feel more comfortable if the dust was in the United States. So that's an update on the Iran breaking news. We could be having a strike in a day or two. Keep in mind that the markets are opening today, so this could all be some sort of market manipulation, some sort of trading prediction market games that could be going on as well. Trump posted on Truth Social yesterday. Let me find the post. He said that the clock is ticking for Iran. The clock is ticking and they better get moving fast or there won't be anything left of them. Time is of the essence, President DJT. So over the past 2-3 days, Iran has presented new terms to the United States in order to reach a negotiated settlement. Not really new terms, pretty much the same terms that they've been presenting to the United States through Pakistan for the past month or so. And the United States also presented terms to Iran a couple of days ago, which are really no different than the terms or the demands from the United States that they've been putting out there over the past couple of months. So they've been passing back and forth to each other terms, which are really no different than what they've been stuck on for the past couple of months. So no movement or no progress there, at least that's how it appears. So let's walk to the other side. We'll go that way, and then we'll loop back around that way. Let's talk about stunning and brave. Kaya Kallas, who was attending some sort of a conference. Not quite sure what this conference or event was all about. I lose track of all the conferences and events that the EU cool kids go to, but every couple of days they travel to some event. They sit on some panel. I'm surprised that Le Gobelin Vert was not at this event. Usually he jumps at the opportunity to go to some sort of conference or event. But anyway, they sit on a panel and they say some wacky stuff about Russia. That's pretty much the routine. Go to the event, sit on a panel, say some wild stuff about Russia, and then go to the next event, right? That's the work life of an EU globalist cool kid, the cool kids in the EU. Okay. Stunning and brave. What did she say? This is one of her best ones yet, and that says a lot. That says a lot. This should be my clown world, but I've got other clown worlds. That's how good today's video is going to be. That's how crazy today's video is going to be. So Kaya Kallas claims that according to studies, when women are part of negotiations, peace treaties last longer. According to studies. What studies? I don't know. I don't care. Just some studies. When women are part of the negotiating team, the peace treaties last longer. There are studies where women are part of the negotiations. These peace agreements actually last longer. And I mean, the picture that we saw also from the U.S.-China talks, a lot of masculinity in that room, right?
And by the way, there are also studies that where women are part of the negotiations, these peace agreements actually last longer. And I mean, the picture that we saw also from the U.S.-China talks, a lot of masculinity in that room, right?
Right. A whole lot of masculinity. I can't stand that masculinity. How dare there be such masculinity, so much masculinity during the US-China talks. I guess that means that whatever agreement is worked out between the United States and China is just not going to last. If only Kaya Kallas could have been in the room with Trump and Xi Jinping, then everything would have worked out. You see, it needs a female touch, a woman's touch, and then you get a long-lasting peace. If only we could have leaders like, let's see, like Hillary Clinton, or Kamala Harris, or Mette Frederiksen, or Giorgia Meloni, or Ursula von der Pirate, or Stunning and Brave, if only they would go to all of these negotiations and peace talks, whether it be US-China, whether it be with Russia, even though the Europeans don't want to negotiate with Russia, Iran, if you could include Ursula or Mette Frederiksen or Meloni in the negotiations with Iran, then everything would work out. We just need the women of peace to attend these negotiations, right? Hillary Clinton, if we just had Hillary Clinton, the world would be bunny rabbits and butterflies. Oh, boy. Seriously, it doesn't matter in the collective West, whether you're male or female, woman or man. It's all war. It's all warmongering and all escalation and all war. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. We've seen that play out. But according to the studies that Kallas has read, the women make all the difference. And then Kallas, she said that her favorite quote, oh, this one's great. My favorite quote that I'm using very often is of Paul Henri Spaak, the former Belgian prime minister, who said that there are only two types of countries in Europe, the small countries and those who haven't realized that they are small countries. And that is so true.
But it's, the dividing that is actually working. And we were just discussing before, I mean, my favorite quote that I'm using very often is of Paul Henri Spaak, the former Belgian prime minister, who said that there are only two types of countries in Europe, the small countries and those who haven't realized that they are small countries. And that is so true. And actually, that is also applicable to the world, because most of the countries in the world are small countries in their stance. So that's why we need to stick together, but it's very hard.
Yeah, there are only two types of countries in Europe, small countries and those who haven't realized that they are small countries. There are only two types of leaders in Europe, delusional leaders and those who do not realize that they are delusional leaders. Oh, boy. So she's referencing studies, she's referencing former Belgian prime ministers. It looks like her reading that she was talking about a couple of months ago, how she is planning to read more books, it looks like it's paying off for her, right? We're not done. We are not done. She also then went on to claim that the US, China, and Russia want to break the EU apart. Why China doesn't like the EU, why Russia doesn't, it is because if we stick together, we operate together, then we are equal powers, we are strong. Right, the US is trying to break up the European Union. The US created the European Union. The US benefits from the European Union. The US controls the European Union. They're not trying to break up the European Union. Nor is China, really. You could make an argument for Russia, but I don't think Russia is particularly doing anything that is breaking apart the European Union. I think the European Union's obsession with Russia is actually leading to its breakup. It's this obsession that is causing all of this friction and discontent in Europe, in the European Union, not Russia. It's your obsession with Russia. Your obsession with trying to break up Russia, right? So we have a lot of projection here from Kallas. Very sneaky statement. She's the one that said a year ago that the ultimate goal is to defeat Russia and to break it apart into smaller countries. Did she not say that? Yes, she did. We have it on video. So this is her projection, saying that they're trying to break us apart. As if the EU, first of all, the EU is not a country, okay? It already is broken apart. You're already talking about 27 separate member states, separate nations. So let's start there. But Kallas is the one that was talking up the breakup of the European, of Russia. She was saying that at some EU event. Actually, I believe it was the Munich Security Conference where she said that. So yeah, so she's projecting. And of course, the other reason that she throws this out there about wanting to break up the EU is because the way that you prevent the breakup of the EU, the poor EU, the three big powers want to break us up. Poor us, we're the victims. And the only way that we can survive this attack from the big, bad, masculine powers is if we unite together, if we get a digital ID app on everyone's phone, and if we bring more control to Brussels, right? Let's bring more control to Brussels. Let's centralize everything. What a beautiful dog. Let's centralize everything, and that way we can defeat the toxic masculinity. I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty much what she's getting at. More EU. The way to defeat our enemies is more EU. So download the app, everybody. Download that freaking app, right? Okay. Peskov, he talked about Kallas and possible negotiations with the European Union and the possibility that Kallas would be one of the negotiators. This has to be Don Quixote, no doubt about it. I think very fitting, this statue, this theme for today's video, right? Very fitting. So Peskov, he said that it won't be easy for her, referencing Kaya Kallas, the EU's Kaya Kallas, to negotiate with Russia. She shouldn't become a negotiator with Moscow. It's in her own interest. He's right. He's looking after Kallas, actually. You see, Peskov's a good guy. You see, the Russians, the Kremlin, they're looking after her best interests. But he is right. It would be extremely difficult, embarrassing, if she was part of some negotiations with Russia, sitting across the table. Can you imagine her sitting across the table from Lavrov trying to negotiate something? Oh, I don't ask for much. I don't ask for much in life. But please grant me that meeting. Please, please, please. I would love to see a negotiation with Lavrov and Kallas at the same table, negotiating something, anything. I don't care. Just anything. That would make my day. That would be a great video. I don't ask for much. I ask for simple things in life. Kallas negotiating in Moscow, that would be something. But yeah, Peskov is right. She should not want to take on that that responsibility. It will not be easy for her. Yeah, it will be extremely, extremely difficult for her. So, speaking about the delusional leaders in Europe, here's a good example: a post from Ursula von der Pyrat, who said, good exchange with European industry leaders at the ERT spring plenary this morning, from strengthening our energy independence and completing our single market and trade. It's clear that we are on the right track and we have the right preconditions for AI leadership. Now we need to accelerate and continue to deliver these benefits for our economy. You see, they're on the right track. The EU is on the right track, according to Ursula. And Kim.com replied to her and said, you are on the right track, LOL. You are on the right track, LOL. Good sense of humor, Kim.com. Very, very correct. Very funny. Yeah, you're on the right track. Just keep on going. keep on going down the golden toilet. With AI, now the EU is planning to become an AI powerhouse because the European Union has an abundance of cheap, reliable energy, right? They have so much energy, they don't know what to do with it, and it's so cheap and it's so dependable. They might as well start pouring all of that energy into AI data centers, allocating that energy into AI data centers. Yep. Make good use of all of that cheap energy that Europe has, the abundant cheap energy. So an update on what is happening in Project Ukraine, in the war, the proxy war against Russia. We had the big drone strikes yesterday into Moscow. Reports are that 560 plus drones were launched into Moscow. Now, I did a video with Alexander, which is going to go up on the Duran today, just completed it. And Alexander brought up an interesting point, and I think he's spot on. Those 500 plus drones, they were probably the drones that were going to be used on May 9th. And then Trump called off the operation. Maybe not 500, maybe they added another 100 or 200 more, but they were probably allocating 300-400 drones to go into Russia. That attack was probably planned for May 9th. That was the big attack that was going to come on May 9th. And then we got the warnings from Russia, and then Trump came in, three-day ceasefire, and he called off the strike. He told Zelensky to back off. And so they probably added another 100 plus more drones, and they launched this big strike into Moscow yesterday. So I think Alexander is right on that. But still, a big strike into Moscow. Zelensky claims that strike was in retaliation. He says that strike was in retaliation to Russia's strike of 800 to 1,500 drones a couple of days ago. And he said in his post on X that Ukraine has the right to strike Moscow. That's what he said in his post on X yesterday. I read you that post in my video update. Who was he talking to when he says that? When he says that Ukraine has the right to strike the capital of Russia, is he talking to Russia or is he talking to U.S. President Trump in that message from the Green Goblin? Anyway, we have Russia's response now. Russia's response was to smash military facilities, mostly in Dnipro. In Dnipro, the military facilities were actually the military facilities that were hit about a year ago with the Oreshnik. A huge, massive, I think the facility is called the Yuzhmesh, I want to say. Probably getting that wrong. But a massive facility. Huge. And the Russians used drones as well as missiles, Iskanders. And according to the Russian Ministry of Defense, all the targets were hit. The goal of the strike was achieved. That is what the Russian Ministry of Defense is saying. We also have some activity on the front lines. There's a lot of activity on the front lines. It's not a stalemate, as the collective West media likes to claim, as Le Goblin Vert likes to claim. There is no stalemate, actually. The Russian military is very close to encircling and capturing Konstantinovka, which is a big city, very big city and very important city. And after Konstantinovka, you pretty much have the final battles of Slaviansk and Kramatorsk. So there is a lot of movement on the front line and a lot of fighting in this very big area of Konstantinovka. So Zelensky, he actually used the strikes yesterday on the Dnipro military facility to ask for more support, more weapons, more money, basically, is what Zelensky is asking for. He said, in total, the Russians used 524 attack drones and 22 missiles of various types in this strike, both ballistic and cruise missiles. Russia relies on ballistic missiles to strike people, and that is precisely why we in Europe must do everything possible to ensure reliable protection against this. Europe must have its own anti-ballistic systems and be self-sufficient in the face of these threats. Europe must build facilities in joint ventures with Ukraine, is what Zelensky's saying. Keep on pouring money into these military companies like Firepoint. That's what Olensky is saying. More money, more weapons. So here's some news. I told you this is going to be a crazy video. We have Yermak out on bail. That's right, Andrei Yermak. He is free as a bird. Someone paid his $3 million bail, $3 plus million dollar bail. Not him, someone, a friend of his. Who knows? Who knows who paid his bail? So he was supposed to be in detention for 2 months, and he lasted 2 days. Kind of like his front line excursion, right? He was supposed to go to the front lines. He went for maybe 30 minutes, I guess. He drove to the front lines and then drove right back. He hung out in a detention center for a day or two, and then someone bailed him out. $3 million. Who bailed out Yermak? Who was it? Was it Le Goblin Ver? Was it Podolyak? Podolyak. Come here. Let me reach in my pocket. Here you go, Podolyak. Here's $3 million. Take it. Now go bail out Yermak. He's always getting in trouble, this Yermak. I don't know what to do with him, Podolyak. I understand, Mr. President. Yermak has always been a troublemaker. Oh, boy. So, Yermak is out. Free to go wherever his four passports can take him, right? He's got four passports. Where's he going to go? Pick your country. Where is Yermak going to go? That is the big question. There was some fake news out yesterday that Naboo, the corruption agency, was after Yermak. They were going to go after Le Goblin Ver's wife. But that's fake news. That is fake news, even though the article was trending for a little bit. But now they're not going to go after Olensky's wife. That is not going to happen. So before we get into our clown world, let's do another update on Cuba. Lots of news about Cuba. Very troubling. But we are getting reports. Axios, this time, not CNN, but Axios. Where they are saying that Cuba has acquired more than 300 drones since 2023. And these drones were acquired from Russia and from China. And they could be used in some possible attack against the United States. And so the foreign minister of Cuba, he said that this is all nonsense. Basically, the media and the United States, using the media, they're trying to manufacture consent for an invasion or a strike against Cuba by saying that it is Cuba with their 300 drones that is posing a threat to the United States, right? It's Cuba that allegedly bought 300 drones, and now they are threatening the United States with a strike, with strikes. As the U.S. and the collective West and NATO are sending hundreds of drones into Russia on a daily basis, they are provoking, they are attacking the number one nuclear weapons country in the world. They are provoking it and attacking it every day on a daily basis with hundreds of drones. And now they claim that they may have to attack Cuba because apparently Cuba purchased 300 drones. 300! And that's enough to launch strikes into the United States. The foreign minister, what did the foreign minister say? He said it is a fraudulent case. The United States is manufacturing a fraudulent case. According to Axios, a senior U.S. official told Axios that the White House views Cuba's potential use of drones as a growing threat. Axios said that the U.S. noted that the U.S. official does not consider Cuba an imminent threat and does not believe Havana is actively planning an attack, right? They're not an imminent threat. They're not actively planning an attack, but they are a growing threat. So that's an update there. Let's do a clown world. And in today's clown world, we have two posts from DJT. DJT posted on Truth Social an image of himself walking with an alien. I guess this is in Area 51 or something, I don't know. But he's walking with an alien. Just walking with my alien buddy, my alien friend. I like him. I like him a lot. What planet are you from? I'm from planet Mars. I like Mars. Mars is very good, very cool. Never seen anything like it, like Mars. I don't know what the conversation would be like between Trump and an alien. I have no idea how that conversation would go, but it's a good distraction, isn't it? Got to keep that alien thing in the news. Very, very effective distraction. So that's image number one. That has a lot of people talking. And we have image number two posted on Truth Social, which is Trump as James Bond. This was actually posted on the White House X account as well. Trump as James Bond. 007. Make America great again. And all this time, I've been saying it's Keir Starmer. It's 008 Keir Starmer. That's what I've been saying for the better part of a year plus. I got it completely wrong. Completely backwards. It's Trump. Trump is James Bond. He is 007. Make America great again. And you know the funny part about these memes that Trump is posting on Truth Social? And I just don't understand why the White House communications team hasn't figured it out yet. Has not understood that when Trump posts these images on social media, the reaction is going to be images, the replies are going to be with images of Epstein, I mean, right? Of course, of course. That's exactly what is happening. How come the White House has not figured this out? If we post, what's down here? If we post these AI images on Truth Social and on X, the response is going to be to make fun of us with inserting Epstein into the images, and that's exactly what has happened. So Trump is walking with the alien, and then someone said, I'll fix this for you, and it's Trump walking with Epstein. And then someone posted an image, not of Trump as James Bond, but as Epstein as James Bond. God. It's so easy to have called this. Let's move away from the music. So easy to have anticipated what would happen with these AI images. But anyway, that's the video. I will end it there. TheDuran.locals.com. We are on Rumble and Telegram and X. Go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch like this t-shirt that I believe is on sale on the Duran shop. So definitely pick that up. The link is in the description box down below. And look for us on Substack. You will find all kinds of great articles on our Duran Substack. That link is also in the description box down below. I will see everybody tomorrow. What a great walk today in downtown Belgrade. Take care, everybody.